Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Anybody that asks in Norway, I'll tell them.
Here's what I tell everyone.
Just like Aaron Tippin tells them.
I was born by God's dear grace.
That's right.
In an extraordinary place.
USA. USA, baby.
The stars and stripes. And the eagle flies.
Better write a Norwegian version of this song.
Where the lutefisk swims and
I don't.
They didn't need it there. They ate it on the boat right over here.
Oh, that's right. There you go.
Hard work pays off.
Are you excited?
I'm excited, yes.
He's got his Norway colors on, I think.
I'm wearing the, Carol Juben from Juben Tours and Travel, of course, is the maestro of all these tours to Norway, right?
Yeah, he's the man, yeah.
And he's a little under the weather, so he's not going to be joining us on this trip. Marie and I are the hosts for this trip.
Yep.
For our listeners, and of course...
Well, you've been.
Been there.
You know where you're going.
Maria lives it. She lives. Yep. She loves it, so yep. She's a great tour guide. But Carol, you know, wears a red sport coat always. So on his tours, he's always got the red jacket on. So I have a red jacket on. It's just
a fill-in.
A little more, a little more casual.
Very good.
You can see it if you're watching us online, so go check it out. Our Facebook page or the website. I've got my Norga jacket on. You know, we were talking last night. Maria made this point. You think about when our grandparents, great-grandparents, whatever it might be, depending on your age, left Norway. They were saying goodbye forever to their family. This wasn't like... hey, I'll see you in a couple of weeks kind of deal, right? At that time, you're not flying back and forth and seeing each other doing any of that. Nobody could afford it. And the reason they would go through that level of heartache to send youngsters over here. So in Norway, for instance, the oldest gets the farm, right? So they had a living. But child one, child two, three, four, five, they couldn't take care of them.
That's our story. My mom's dad, yeah. So two youngest brothers came over.
So what I'm getting at is, without that level of sacrifice you're talking about, we're not here.
Right.
We don't have the life story we have. I mean, and this wasn't like, when I learned in my trips to Norway, that a lot of the reasons that happened, because you go, how in the world could you say goodbye forever to an 18-year-old, a 19-year-old, your kid?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So parents saying... get on the ship, go over there. How could you do that level of heartache? They didn't really have a choice because they wanted them to
prosper,
have a better life, and they were not able to care for them, feed them, have the. I mean, it was a financial decision as much as anything else, and go. And so think about that. Think about that. It's just incredible. Sometimes to never see them again, you know. But they did.
Yeah.
They did it for those they sent.
My mom's my biological grandfather who died when she was two, he and his brother came over. And I told you the story. Ray Eisted reached out to me on Facebook Messenger, my cousin in Norway. The two brothers left, and we want to know all about them. And so I gave him a family tree deal from my mom on down, and they're so grateful. And, of course, I've got hundreds now of relatives I found out that I know in Norway that I have to get over there. So
and
one of these tours, I'm going with you.
The relatives in Norway... loved welcome their American.
Oh, they can't wait.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
We'll have to rent a hall for the party when we go.
My wife and daughter, our youngest daughter, Haley and Maria, are coming with me on the trip. They're hosting it. Those two will do more hosting than I will. I just get to, you know, kibitz a little bit with folks, but, you know, where we're going at what time and all that stuff. Maria's just fabulous at it. So they're kind of maneuvering the whole tour, but they're going to stay on the back end of the tour. Once I come back with the group, they're going to stay for another 5 days and just hang out with family. That's how close we've gotten be with them. They've come here, we've gone there. It's a lot of fun. Hey, a busy show today. My last here for a couple of weeks on What's on Your Mind before we head to Norway. And somebody called about this last week, but this is true. This is the real deal. It is easier to maneuver in Norway than it is in the United States of America right now. Todd, you can't make that up. Wrap your mind around that, would you? Just think about that a little bit. We have more restrictions. For instance, you can't get back into the United States without a negative COVID test. You know, take the test and show somebody. Or you don't get back in the U.S. of A. Over there, no vax cards, no vax mandates, all that's gone. Out of here. Finito. Isn't that something, fellas? Unbelievable.
Makes you wonder.
Exactly right. On the program today, we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about here in this open phone segment to start here, but we have a busy lineup of guests today on the program. Tomorrow is primary vote day in South Dakota. I voted this morning. I don't know how this works, but we knew we were going to be gone, so we requested a ballot long ago. You know when they do those mass send-outs where they say, hey, if you want a ballot, send this little thing in?
Yep.
Did it, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago. Still no ballot over the weekend. No ballot. Like, what in the heck?
Nothing to see here.
I called last week, and they said, well, yours was processed on the 24th, so should be any time. I'm thinking, processed on the 24th is the 6th of June. For sure it's coming on Saturday's mail, right? No. Still had to go vote this morning at the courthouse. So did that. But tomorrow is the big day. Early voting starts now as well. You can go find one of the many, many locations and vote. But North Dakota's early voting going as well. And, of course, vets have been voting for a while from overseas and whatnot, mail-in ballots. So it's here, folks. It's underway. South Dakota tomorrow, North Dakota a week from tomorrow. And we're going to meet some of the candidates. Marvin Lepp is going to join us today on the program. I actually invited both Mike Howe and Marvin Lepp. Mike will be doing it a different day. But Marvin Lepp will be here, Secretary of State candidate. Those two are in a primary face-off. We also have another in our series of big ideas conversations with North Dakota legislators. We've made the point, started this with Roscoe Shraley. And Roscoe had this idea of, let's cut property taxes in half. That's a big idea. We spent some time talking about that. A lot of folks had a lot of interesting ideas. We talked to Representative Jeff Hoverson, who was the endorsed candidate in that same district, and he wanted a more robust effort to nullify what the federal government's doing. Today, Senator Jessica Bell is going to tell us about an idea that's been cooked up in an interim committee as well. So we look forward to that. She'll be on the program. Taffy Howard is here. How'd you like to have a name like Taffy Howard and run for office? That's got to be the easiest name to remember ever, isn't it?
That is a good one.
That's almost as good as Todd the Radio God, I tell you what.
Taffy short for something, or?
I don't know. We're going to have to find out.
Yeah.
We're going to have to find out. And Taffy is running against.
Laffy?
Laffy Taffy. I think that works. Yeah. There you go. As if you need any more catchy little phrases with the name. But
she won't be pulled one way or the other.
We're going to be here all week, folks. These two will be here all week anyway. Can't make it up.
Yeah.
She is running in the primary against the incumbent congressman from South Dakota, Dusty Johnson. Okay? And Dusty's very popular down there.
I talked to a couple friends about that this weekend.
Yeah, I think he's one of these guys that's barely Republican.
The friends from South Dakota, heard you had Thune on. Yeah. I can just tell he's not real happy with John Thune either.
We also had John Thune's opponent on.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, we did. Bruce Whalen.
Yep.
So there's a lot of action going on in the primary down there. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem will also join us on the program today. She has a primary opponent, but nobody knows who it is. Because she's going to win 90-10. I saw a video this weekend, or a photo, I guess, from north of Sioux Falls. There's big, giant boulders. I mean, humongous rocks. And every one of them had a different name on it. Christy Nome is solid as a rock, it said.
Yeah.
I love the creativity at election time. Kind of fun. So all those folks will check in with us today. Have a quick chat. Looking forward to the conversations. In the meantime, tell me what I need to know. I need to learn some more Norwegian because I don't know a bunch. Here's what I do know. You ready for this, you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Ready? Tusen takk. You know what that means?
No.
Todd, any clue?
No.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Close. Thousand thanks.
Thousand thanks.
Thousand thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty good. Ask me what else I know in Norwegian.
What else do you know in Norwegian?
Nothing.
I remember Grandma Swanson was Ria Ria Ronken, Hastagopa Funken, Naskotani. I was like this little thing she would bounce me on her knee. And I remembered it my whole life.
But you don't know what it means.
No, I have no clue. I know it was Norwegian.
This little kid is driving me nuts. Yeah, this little kid is driving me nuts.
When's your mom get here?
He won't let me stop bouncing him on the knee. When's your mom get here? If you got any Norwegian to share with me today, let's take Scott to school. 800-228-0550.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Stratacorp is hiring. Don't miss a hiring event Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Grand Forks and in West Fargo. Strata's been a North Dakota-based family-owned company for more than a century. They're looking for solid people to join the team at Stratacorp. Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Grand Forks at 1600 North 48th Street. In West Fargo, 210 12th Avenue Northwest. On-site interviews. Ask about a $2,500 sign-on bonus for ready-mix drivers. Stratacorp. Hiring. Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't miss it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Can just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth. I got my windows down and
I'm trying to count all the reasons it'd be worth you heading to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too today to improve summer. For one, summer, full-fledged summer. Not far away, my friends, not far away at all. Here's the top five reasons why now is the time to own a splash pool. Summer, 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 and summer. They're speedy, too. So you call them and say, I want a splash pool. Number of different options to choose from. You are going to have a backyard paradise in no time, and it is the way to go. Plus, it moves with you. How about a hot spring spa? They're in stock and ready to deliver right now. Finley Osana. 12 of the greatest health and wellness benefits offered on the planet. Every day made better. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. You're better above the water, below the water. It's simple as that. Every day made better. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. Tell them Scott sent you. 800-228-0550. Any Norwegian travel trips, tips for yours truly? Kevin and Todd are going to find some Norwegian music here for bumpers the rest of the way here today. So we'll get you in that Norway spirit. Doug in Jamestown, go ahead. You're up.
Yes, sir. Here's some Norwegian for you. Hussen Gorda.
Hussen Gorda.
How's it going? Yeah, how's it going?
That's a good one to add to my repertoire. Mix
and
it up a little bit.
A good reply would be Barda Gut. Barda Gut. It means all there. Goes well.
All goes well. I like this. I like this. So first
and
one
I,
again.
I got Hussen Gorda. Hussen Gorda.
Hussen Gorda.
Hussen Gorda.
Yeah.
I got a Huss like Hussen.
Hussen, yep.
Yeah.
A reply should be Barda Gut, which means all goes well.
Barda Gut.
Barda Good. Or which way to the bar?
Yeah.
Barda Good. Yeah. Barda Good?
Yeah. Yeah. Is this bar a good bar?
Here's another one that you'll enjoy.
Okay.
Good vel signa day. Good vel signa day. It means God bless you.
I like that. Good vel signa day. I could use that instead of Tusen Tak. It's kind of an
yeah,
angry
yeah.
thing. Yeah.
Good yeah, yeah.
vel signa da.
Good vel signa day. No, good vel signa day, yeah.
Okay.
And then when you get home, you can tell your wife, "Jeg elsker deg." It means I love you.
"Jeg elsker deg."
"Jeg elsker deg."
I use that every night. Love you, dear.
"Jeg elsker deg."
Right there. That's beautiful.
Yeah. There you go.
Doug, you're a good tutor. Thank you so much for that.
Enjoy the day. Thank you much.
You can check off. I learned something new again today on What's on Your Mind.
I've quadrupled my Norwegian
right?
repertoire.
Nice.
Yeah. See, it's a little weird when you walk into some place and say, "Tusen Tak." You're like, what? I didn't do anything. We just met. Why
we'll
are you saying Tusen Tak?
Babbel or one of those other courses that get advertised.
Pat in West Fargo, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Pat.
Hey, Scott. I got some more Norwegian for you, mostly to do with the topic I'm calling about. Paulsen, as in Daisy Jupiter Paulsen. That's a Norwegian name. I guess it's really common amongst the Norsemen up there, so you might meet some more Paulsens while you're out there. But what I was calling about was to just update your audience. This last weekend was the anniversary of the attack on Jupiter Paulsen. The family, along with AmericanHonor.org and the National Justice Party, hosted a memorial walk and daisy drop where we retraced her steps and we dropped daisies and played her poem there at Party City where it happened. And then we made our way to the Cass County Courthouse to show our disapproval with the leadership in this city for right now. If anybody wants to see that, they can read about the story at AmericanHonor.org, or they can go on to the National Justice Party Telegram page and see a short video. There will be a documentary coming out. And I'd just like to say a couple more things. The only politician that reached out or showed any support was Shannon Roars Jones. I really hope she wins the mayor spot. You know, she seems interested in ensuring that everybody has civil rights, including white people, and that there's no more wrist slaps handed out to these criminals that are, you know, terrorizing our city. So shame on Rob Port and the WDAY for not showing up. And they were called. Nobody reported on it yet. So thank you for having me on so I could tell everyone about it.
All right. One more time where folks can see more information on that.
On the Telegram app for National Justice Party or AmericanHonor.org. That's AmericanHonor.org. And there's an article up there, and there's when the documentary comes out, I'll be sure to call you and let you know.
Thank you very much, Pat. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Tragic, sad situation. Glad you shared the details there. Ryan in Aberdeen, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, gentlemen. I know I've brought this up before, but I thought it bears some repeating. I did a little research, actually. And in no instance, going all the way back to Columbine 23 years ago, in no instance of mass shooters was I able to find anyone that was not taking some kind of psychotropic drug, Paxil, Zoloft, Prozac, Ritalin.
Xanax, you're on the list.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yep. This is the common denominator.
But where's the investigative reporting on this?
One second. Where's the investigative reporting on this? Kevin, could you do a quick search of the amount of dollars that Big Pharma uses to buy Washington, D.C.? Joe Biden thinks it's the gun lobby. It's like pennies compared to their
pharmaceutical industrial complex.
Billions.
Yeah.
So, there's the answer to that riddle for you, Ryan. That is a very good point. Texter says the following on this point of mass shooters. Mass shootings. The breakup of the families is the problem, not guns. Back when almost every home had a mom and a dad and the family ate supper together every evening, this stuff was unheard of. Sue Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Are you there, Sue? I think we're just hooking Sue up right now. Go ahead, Sue. What's on your mind?
Hi. You know, I was wondering, a few weeks ago, there's a woman that prays in front of the abortion clinic every Wednesday, and I have a friend who also does, and she was out there. It was probably about 3 or 4 weeks ago last Wednesday, and a woman came up, and she thought she was going to the abortion clinic, so the woman that prays said, can I take you for an ultrasound, and then you can make your decision? Could you just see the baby and before you make the decision? And this woman that looked like she was going to the abortion clinic punched her in the face. She fell down, hit her head on the concrete. The police were called and an ambulance was called. She was taken away by ambulance. And the one who assaulted her ran away. I don't think she's ever been caught. But the only reporting, I didn't see it on any of the Fargo news. It was on Real Presence Radio. They did an interview with her, with the victim there. But I didn't see it on any of the other news.
How in the world was that? You're telling me something I'm learning for the first time. Didn't know what had happened.
In Fargo. Yeah.
And the date of this was what?
Well, it was like last Wednesday. It would have been 3 or 4 weeks. It was recently.
All right. I'll do a little checking with the Fargo PD and at least get the story out there in detail. And, you know, hopefully we can get a description of the person as well. Gosh, that's horrible. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate it. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Big news. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media. Now, Americans like me have found a source they do trust. It's Newsmax. I watch Newsmax TV, and I even use the free Newsmax app on my smartphone. Nielsen says that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. Start your mornings with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty, and finish the night with Rob Schmidt. He tells you the real news with no spin. On weekends, watch Mike Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Rob Carson, Sebastian Gorka, and much more. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If your system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and demand it. Or change to a cable system that does carry Newsmax. More than 20 million Americans have made the switch to a new source they can trust. Newsmax. Make the switch today. You won't go back.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
South Korea and the United States responded to North Korea's launch of 8 missiles Sunday by firing 8 more missiles into the waters off the eastern coast of the Korean Peninsula Monday morning. 7 were fired by South Korea and 1 by the United States, according to South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff. Senators said Sunday there is a growing momentum to forge a bipartisan congressional response to recent mass shootings that could trigger federal gun control for the first time in a generation. But a deal is not yet in hand. Talks are expected to continue for several more days. The first weekend of June marked a greater number of lawlessness and shooting deaths in the United States. more so than the previous three-day weekend, which ended with Memorial Day. The number for weekend violence through Sunday night was at least 12 killed and 38 injured. During the holiday weekend, 9 were killed and more than 60 were injured. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, one of our fine sponsors on the program today. My Pillow as well. My friend Mike Lindell said, all right, your listeners are so great. They're ordering these slippers by the dozen. We'll keep it going through this week. But this is not going to last much longer. This is the $90 off per pair of slippers. $90 off per pair. That's right. You can get them for less than $50 right now. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Pick your color, slip-on, moccasin, your choice. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. We also have a Radio Listener Square. That's what you got to click on to get the deal. Radio Listener Square at MyPillow.com. They now have Radio Listener Squares at FrankSpeech.com as well as MyStore.com. That's all the American-made goodies. MyPillow. Or you can call them at this number. Grab a pen. Jot this number down. You ready? 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Thank you for all of your Norwegian words and phrases and the translation. You can keep them going. Text me at 701. This is my own cell / text number here. And since I'll be leaving after the show today, I'll hop a plane and head for Norway. You can keep them coming at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054.
A friend of mine sent a couple in. One is Havor Erbaren. That's where's the bar?
Is
Havor.
It?
Yep, H-V-O-R. Havor Erbaren. Baron or Baron, B-A-R-E-N, Baron. The other one is Havor Air Modeline. Where's the models?
Where's the Here's one. This is my favorite so far. You ready for this?
It works in Sweden, too, I guess.
Yeah. See, I'm proving I'm such a good boy. I was thinking of airplane models. But anyway.
Yeah.
Todd, you
well,
believe that?
Why? What were you thinking,
yeah.
Kevin?
No, exactly right.
The heck?
My favorite translation so far is the Oscar Brandon.
Oh, let's go Brandon.
Let's go Brandon!
Bingo. Fantastic. Nice.
I can't wait. Yes, your Norwegian translation is welcome today. We're heading to Norway later today. Be gone for a couple of weeks, and you are in some really good hands with our fine launches. We're going to meet one of the Republican candidates for Secretary of State facing off in the primary. You flip your ballot off, and that's the ballot where you have to go all one Republican and or Democrat. Otherwise, you spoil your ballot. You don't see many primary challenges there, but one you see on Secretary of State is Michael Howe and Marvin Lepp. We'll tell you about Marvin Lepp. Michael Howe joins us later in the week. Also, another one of our big ideas series with North Dakota legislators, Senator Jessica Bell here today. Taffy Howard, we're going to delve into the South Dakota race because South Dakota's at-large congressional district in 2022. Taffy Howard is a candidate. She's running against Dusty Johnson down there. And then South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is how we'll end the show today. I can't wait. All that coming up on the program. To join us, call 800 228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Norwegian translations welcome. Texting me at 701-367-2054. 25 before the top of the hour, Republican candidate for Secretary of State Marvin Lepp joins us now on What's on Your Mind. Marvin, thanks for spending a little time with us today. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Thank you very much. So what do we need to know about your candidacy, why you're doing this? Tell us.
It's really about service. For us, the whole run is about listening to and serving the people of North Dakota. And our platforms are actual election integrity instead of just using the catchphrase. Transparency, we want to be investing in North Dakota first, assisting small businesses with streamlining how their licensings are set up. But at the same point, we want to acknowledge there's a lot of concerns about past elections, and moving forward, we would like to eliminate that because there shouldn't be doubt in our election process in North Dakota.
So when you say actual election integrity versus just saying the phrase, what does that mean? Walk me through what you mean by it. What does actual election integrity look like?
Over the last couple of years, I mean, I've been having conversations with auditors, stuff like that. My most recent was out with Cass County, the Cass County auditor and the city commission, or the city auditor. And there was some very different stories that I got from them as to how the primary election was handled in 2020. There were the ballots were moved to the Ramada out there, and I got different narratives as to how they were stored and kept and how the machines were stored and kept, and it was all audio that I've released regarding it. My bigger concern was when it came to the general election, I had asked the county auditor what their election results were versus what the Secretary of State's was, and they had 385 more ballots reported than what's actually reported on the Secretary of State website. So there's been missteps, and we need to eliminate that, and we need to make sure that every vote counts, but we don't have people going out voting early and voting often, if you know what I mean.
So in North Dakota specifically, is there anything that you think is a glaring issue related to election integrity, or is it a case of shoring things up so we don't have that problem?
I have a huge issue with our ES&S machines running on Windows 7. I mean, it hasn't been supported since 2020 from Windows with the exception of these machines. And the fact that they're running on a 64-bit encryption, which is nothing compared to what a standard encryption base should be for any of this software, is alarming. 256 is like industry standard for encryption. And the fact that we're not at that with our machines is problematic.
Why would we still be on Windows 7?
That's what the manufacturer uses for their base software, and that's the problem.
So in that case, what do you do? Different manufacturer?
Well, at this point right now, we're going to have to reevaluate the system. We're going to have to reevaluate the machines. And honestly speaking, when I've been going out and talking with people, I hear a lot that want to do paper ballots and hand counts that are double verified before they'll accept the results. And I understand that puts a huge strain on the larger counties. But if there's that much doubt, we need to look at the system. And we need somebody that's going to look at all of our options and not just go to what the next step is. And in 2020, I had somebody at the Secretary of State's office tell me that they wanted to go to mobile voting by 2024. And if we can't trust our current system, what's going to convince people that you're going to be okay to vote from your phone? And yeah. It's all the rage in Washington right now. And
yeah.
That's terrifying.
It's not about making elections more secure, is it?
No, absolutely not.
Marvin Lepp is with us, Republican candidate for Secretary of State. He and Michael Howe are facing off on your ballot when you get it, whether you're doing early voting this week or on Election Day a week from tomorrow. Texter says, good morning, Scott. Hope you've been doing great. Just wanted to thank you for having Marvin Lepp on your show this morning. There's a fairly significant group of people behind him. We feel he is a great conservative candidate and will serve the state and its people. Keep an eye on him. He may surprise the establishment. Thank you, Josh, for the note. Before I move off of election integrity and just talk a little bit about the background that leads you to this position, Marvin, do you believe the election nationally was stolen?
There's been so many issues with the national election and with how the lawsuits were handled and stuff like that. A lot of the lawsuits that got brought forward where they failed was naming the Electoral College because it's a non-incorporated entity. So it's suing literally, it'd be like suing God. The other issues that came up with the lawsuits were a state cannot sue another state for their results. With that said, there's so much out there that is problematic that you can't just say that it was a perfect election and you can't not question it. But until
what you hear a lot is, yes, there were problems, but there's always problems. My question, I guess, for you is Donald Trump and others like him, most recently Dinesh D'Souza with the movie 2000 Mules as an example, or the Zuckerberg influence. The idea is 2020 was different in any number of ways. COVID, quote-unquote, regulations that loosened up rules, everything else. So that's why President Trump says the election is stolen. I'm just curious, since you're a Secretary of State candidate, whether you'd agree with that statement based on 2020 being very different than any past election where, yes, there are issues, but not to the degree they were in 2020. You agree with that?
Well, I mean, even if you look at the 2016, they say that Trump was able to win because we overnumbered the metrics that was being used to direct the narrative. So, I mean, if you look at the contest in Georgia, even for the seats down there, there's so many issues that, the entire election needs to be reevaluated. In North Dakota, we have 22 months from November of 2020 to audit the system, and at that point, the ballots are destroyed. And we need to look at that. And the other states need to look at that instead of burying their head in the sand. Anybody can say that there was a perfect election or if it was a little bit different, but provide me proof that says otherwise. Like physical, undeniable proof that the election wasn't stolen or tampered with.
No one is willing to do that, that's for sure. Got a minute left. Just to give us your life story in a minute or less.
Born and raised in North Dakota. This is about service for us, and it's about listening to and serving the people of North Dakota, because this is honestly the greatest state in the entire country. We're self-reliant, self-dependent, and we shouldn't have to look to every other state to decide how to run ours. They should be looking to us as a beacon of hope.
All right, that sounds good. You did your life story in 30 seconds, not a full minute. So you're
sorry about that.
That's
people
all right.
Find out
that's
more for us on people can find out more about us on leppfornorthdakota.com. That's leppfornd.com. I'm really active with that, our Facebook page and everything else. So if people have questions, please contact me.
Marvin Lepp, Republican candidate facing off with Michael Howe in the election 1 week from tomorrow, and early voting's underway. We'll talk with Michael later in the week and give you all the information you need to make your decision on who gets your vote, Secretary of State of North Dakota. Thank you, Michael. Or thank you, Marvin. Rather appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Have a great one.
Marvin Lepp, our guest on the program. Your calls when we come back. Don't go away.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you.
Norwegian music?
No, I forgot. Sorry, we were doing that.
Oh, wow. The only Norwegian song I got is Aha.
Todd has some Norwegian polkas, which I didn't even know existed.
I don't think we want to go there, do we? I mean,
didn't you tell me there was a Norwegian polka?
I don't know how that. Happy Norwegian polka.
I don't know how that works.
Sorry,
sure
I missed this one.
Norwegian, but as Myron Florence in time. Myron Florence has a song called the Norwegian polka.
Happy Norwegian polka.
Turn this up. This is too good.
There you go. This does sound more Norwegian than what Kevin was playing a moment ago.
This is what I was, these guys, they're big time Norway right here.
It's a Norwegian band.
Yeah.
We got Aha and Myron Florin competing. This is really
Norwegian hot mix.
78 years today since D-Day, June 6, 1944. Wow. There's another trip. I don't want to do that trip.
Oh, man. That's going to be...
I want to see those shores.
I do, too.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Amen.
Back on What's on Your Mind, 10 before the top of the hour, brought to you by PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience is waiting for you. Tired of the same old for lunch? Got some great chicken today. Chicken fettuccine in Euland, chicken Alfredo in Glendon, chicken fettuccine 12th and I-29, chicken pot pie, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, or beef hot dish, your choice there. Salisbury steak in Harwood, beef, it's what's for dinner. Also in Valley City today, scalloped potatoes or meatloaf. Hot Spring Spas. Why do I keep saying Hot Spring Spas? I guess they're one of our fine sponsors, too.
PetroServe USA.
PetroServe USA. Home
cooking.
I know
where your mind is today.
Grab and go convenience. It is.
Yeah. Right in after the show?
Get me in the hot tub. I'm actually zooming to the airport after the show. And keep those...
Zooming? I think you have to actually go. You can't go on Zoom. No, he's... Yeah. Literally.
Zooming
dashing.
In a vehicle,
yeah.
Zooming to the airport is what I'm doing.
You guys want some goosebumps here for 10 seconds?
Sure.
This morning in Normandy. I was in Normandy this morning at the ceremony.
Not only do I want to go to Normandy, I want to be there on June 4th.
Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, and yes.
Would you come along and tell us?
1,000% on the bucket list.
Should we do this?
Yes.
Yes. Yes and yes.
Yes.
All right. Texter says, sounded to me like Marvin Lepp wouldn't answer your question. He's a service advisor at a car dealership, and he's already talking like a politician. It was a little more of a convoluted answer than I think I would have given, but I think he got around to the right place, but... There's a lot of people talking about election integrity, and it's another thing to get under that hood and find out what it means and what can be done. I think given the literally David versus Goliath political landscape of North Dakota, you're not in a position in North Dakota to have problems with elections being stolen. But boy, oh boy, I want warriors on that front. There's no doubt about it. Somebody else asked, is Marvin Lemp a Democrat or Republican? He would be a Republican. In the primary, Republican primary for Secretary of State. A few other texts we'll get to and then some calls here. The school shooting started after Planned Parenthood was installed in schools to teach sex ed by the teachers union. If there's a place to lay blame for school shootings, it's at the feet of the death cult, Planned Parenthood, and their supporters in the Democratic Party. Somebody else says, how do you say creepy Joe Biden in Norwegian? I don't know. How do you say Joe Biden and solar power? Did you guys see that executive order?
No, now what?
Go look at it over the weekend. Executive order and solar. Check it out.
No.
Check it out. Every single person in our audience in the oil and gas industry ought to be furious today when they see what he did. When you see what he considers of the utmost importance... In the middle of you paying what you're paying for the price of gas.
How do you say I did that in Norwegian?
He's going to double down on stupid, folks. Can't make it up.
See the one California gas pump where it was $9.91 or $9.97. I don't remember which, but it's like, okay, time for new pumps so we can do double-digit dollars.
Texter says, what's the info we need to look up with Roars Jones? She's involved in, that a caller called in about. She's talking about a rally for justice that Shannon Roars Jones showed up for, and he was just complimenting the fact that he was going to be supporting her for mayor because she showed up at this event. So appreciate that question.
Just found what you were talking about. Joe Biden's going to declare a 24-month tariff exemption on Monday for solar panels from four Southeast Asian nations.
Okay, wait a minute. Why don't we do that for oil and gas?
Well, that's crazy talk. You're going to kill everybody, yeah. Scott.
What are you, Joe? Wait, so you're saying
that passed?
You're saying John Kerry at the climate conference wouldn't go for that? Is that what you're saying, fellas?
Yeah.
Texture says. All four of my grandparents immigrated, two from Germany as adults with children after World War I, two as children with their families to escape the Bolshevik Revolution from Odessa. I'm telling you.
Yep.
That sacrifice. Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad. Never see you again.
My great-great-grandfather, John Patrick Francis Flynn, 12 years old when they left because of the Irish slave trade that was going on.
Texter says... Many thanks for the visit is a good one for you to use, Scott. Just say it. Talk persist. Many thanks for the visit. Tusentak I've got down. Thousand thanks.
These so talk is thanks.
Right.
Okay.
Talk precise. Thanks for the visit. We're boning up on Norwegian because I'm leaving for Norway later today, folks. That's right. Calls, questions, comments, welcome on What's On Your Mind. Governor Kristi Noem still to come. Stick around.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.